Today, let's consider the work of Cesare Beccaria, an 18th century Italian legal philosopher who also turns out to have been a father of modern law and economics reasoning. Beccaria's best-known work was published in 1764 under the title Of Crimes and Punishments. Beccaria, by the way, was born in Milan in 1738 and passed away in 1794. His influence spanned much of the 18th century. Beccaria favored very much an Enlightenment approach to questions of the law and penology. That is, he sought to apply reason to figure out what was the best legal system a country could have, rather than, say, looking to tradition or looking to religious moralizing. His approach makes him really an early forerunner or father of the modern law and economics movement. When Beccaria is analyzing the law, you'll generally find two consistent features of his thought. First, he thinks very explicitly in terms of incentives, and furthermore, he thinks very explicitly in terms of what exactly are the motivations of criminals, and he uses insights which today would be classified as falling under behavioral economics. Beccaria was quite clear that punishment was to be thought of as a deterrent, that is, a way of encouraging individuals to follow the law for reasons of social utility. And he contrasted this standard of common utility, as he called it, to earlier approaches which emphasized that punishments should somehow be proportional to the gravity of the sin. Beccaria thought very explicitly in terms of what exactly are the motives of particular criminals. So he saw that in some cases where the motive for a crime might be money, that in those cases perhaps fines would be an especially appropriate means of punishment. In general, he compared fines and imprisonment and loss of public honor as potential punishments, and argued that the right way to think of them was in terms of which serve the correct incentives for deterrence. Beccaria also very much favored the certainty and swiftness of punishment, and he thought this was a more effective deterrent than severity of punishment per se, that by coming soon and by coming with relative certainty, that criminals would have in their mind really a quite vivid image of being punished, and this again would serve the proper incentives for deterrence. Here you can see these notions of incentives and behavioral economics in his writings interacting. He was actually quite skeptical of the death penalty as a means of deterrence. He thought of the death penalty as a penalty which is, in a sense, over too quickly, and that an individual who was in some way a fanatic or an ideologue might find the death penalty not so terrible, or perhaps even a means of release or moving on to the next world. So he thought it was the case that life imprisonment was actually a more terrible prospect for many criminals of this kind, and thus a better deterrent. Beccaria was highly skeptical of torture, and he made a lot of arguments which really echo some of the more contemporary discussions of this matter. He believed that the horrors of torture were so great, and they would so fill the minds of individuals, that the incentive then is simply to say anything that will cause the torture to stop. On one hand, this can cause innocent individuals to confess, which makes torture not effective, and it can cause guilty individuals to simply make up information. Beccaria was also skeptical of gun control, and he made some arguments which you still hear to the current day. He stressed the point that if you take away guns from people, the only people who will be left with guns are the criminals, and that overall the deterrent effect to murder someone else will then be smaller rather than larger. So Beccaria was in general an opponent of gun control. Consistent with his Enlightenment-based approach, Beccaria very much stressed the benefits of education and the notion that educating people was in the long run the truest and best way to stop crime. Just to give you a sense, there's really a lot more in his book. He has a quite good discussion of bankruptcy law and the difference between fraudulent versus accidental bankruptcies. He has a discussion of private bounty hunters and their incentives. He has good arguments for the publicness and openness of laws, again pointing toward this Enlightenment element. He has a section on the economics of pardons, and he also considers, well, what's the optimal punishment for an accomplice. These are varied topics, but again, to go back to what is important in Beccaria, it's this melding of understanding the importance of incentives with thinking concretely about actual individual human motivations. To read more, well, if you just have online access, a lot of Beccaria's books have been digitized by Google, although note that many of these are just in Italian, although his main book on crimes and punishments is digitized in English. The best edition of that book on crimes and punishments, it's the Cambridge edition, which you can buy fairly cheaply. That's really a fun book to read. It's broken up into short chapters. It's very clearly written. It's very entertaining. Most of all, I would recommend just picking that up and reading it. Of course, you can Google Beccaria's name and related concepts. And another good way to get a handle on the importance of Beccaria is to look at the people who he influenced. And the clearest examples there would be Jeremy Bentham, whom we also consider in this course, and in more recent times, Gary Becker and Richard Posner, both of whom wrote on the economics of crime and punishment and were very much influenced by Beccaria.